Massachusetts Senator John Kerry made headlines this past week in the one way no politician ever wants, with a gaffe. And worse, one that could be exploited by political foes.
Education, if you make the most of it, you study hard, you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Kerry insisted that he meant no insult to U.S. troops and that he simply botched a joke aimed at President Bush. The former Democratic presidential nominee was only the latest in a long line of politicians to suffer from foot-in-mouth disease. Delaware Senator Joe Biden, another Democrat and another perennial presidential aspirant, on a campaign visit to New Hampshire this past summer, managed to insult a large segment of America's immigrant population.
In Delaware, the largest growth in population is Indian Americans moving from India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. I'm not joking.
Biden might have done better to claim he was joking. Of course, the Democrats don't hold a monopoly on verbal miscues. Former Vice President Dan Quayle, a Republican from Indiana, in a 1989 speech meant to flatter an audience at a conference of the United Negro College Fund.
And you take the UNCF model that what a waste it is to lose one's mind or not to have a mind is being very wasteful. How true that is.
And President Bush has done his part to secure a prominent spot in the political miscue Hall of Fame. Jacob Weisberg, the editor of Slate magazine, dubbed the president's frequent flub-ups Bushisms, like this one from a 2002 speech in Nashville, Tennessee.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
And sometimes enthusiasm gets the best of a politician's tongue, as happened to former Vermont Governor Howard Dean after he finished in third place in the 2004 Iowa caucuses.
And we go to South Dakota and Oregon and Washington and Michigan, and then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House! Yeah!
The I Have a Scream speech had the misfortune of coming in the age of the Internet. Dean has gone on to head the Democratic National Committee, and his wail has been mixed and remixed by countless online DJs.
And then we're going to Washington, D.C.
This is Fox. I'm sorry. This is the CBS More. Oh, geez. Where am I? Oh, this is NPR News.